Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp. Today we're going to look at the halachas of Eruv Tavshilin. This is Simon Kuf Bey, is 102 in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We know that we just learned in the last topic that one may not prepare from one Yom Tov to another, and certainly not from a Yom Tov to Shabbos or to a weekday. So this topic deals with Erev Tavshilin. So first, let's start with, what is Erev Tavshilin and how is it made? So under what circumstances require one to make an Erev Tavshilin? So we're talking about circumstances where you have a Yom Tov which appears on an Erev Shabbos, and you want to be preparing for Shabbos on that Erev Shabbos, which is Yom Tov. When Yom Tov occurs on a Friday, may one bake or cook for Shabbos? So technically speaking, one is not allowed to bake or cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos unless one has the Erev Tavshilin. So how does the Erev Tavshilin help? So what one does is one is taking food and preparing it on Erev Yom Tov before the Yom Tov even comes in. And thereby, what one has done is one has started the preparing for Shabbos on that Thursday or on that Wednesday, whenever the Erev Yom Tov is, and allowing one to continue that preparation process which has begun on a weekday for Shabbos then. What does the Erev Tavshilin permit? So it permits baking, cooking, keeping food warm, kindling lights, anything necessary from Yom Tov to Shabbos may be done on that Erev Shabbos. How is the Erev Tavshilin made? So one takes a piece of bread or a loaf of bread and sets aside a cooked or roasted food, which is then eaten together with the bread later on. Anything else needs to be said? So yes, there's a bracha of Asher Ki Lishon Mitzvah Tzivanu Al Mitzvahs Eruv. There's a bracha of making the Eruv. And there's a declaration which says roughly in English, by the means of this Eruv, it will be permissible to us to be able to cook and prepare as well. This declaration needs to be said in a language that one understands. So if one is not familiar with the Aramaic and the Siddur, one should specifically say it in the language one does understand. What type of cooked food is required? So it must be a food which is usually eaten with bread, meat, fish, eggs, but foods which are not normally eaten with bread are invalid for an Erev. What is the required amount? So for the amount of cooked food, it needs to be a kazayas, the volume of an olive, and a kabetza of bread, though a generous portion should be taken in honor of this mitzvah. So it shouldn't just be like this minimal measure. What should the bread have a special quality? The answer is yes, ideally it should be a whole loaf of bread. Who should make the Erev Tavshilin? So the head of each household is obligated to do this. If a person is living by themselves and they know how to do it, that person should make it for themselves. We move to our second concept, that's the timing and the effectiveness. So when may one cook on Erev Shabbos via the use of this Erev? So one may only do this if one may early on in the day. One cannot make this, it is not enough time for guests to come early and enjoy the food if they are to be served before twilight. So what practice do we do to ensure this? So generally people try to make early Shabbos, on the Shabbos which falls on at the end of a Yom Tov or in a Yom Tov, in order to make sure that they are bringing in Shabbos before the end of the day, so that the meal will be finished in a way that there's still time to be consumed during the day. How should the dishes be prepared before for Shabbos? So cooked dishes for Shabbos must be placed in the oven while it's still broad daylight and at least one-third cooked before twilight, which is called Machal Ben Drusai. On which days may one cook using the Erev Tavshilin? So only on the Friday, which is Erev Shabbos. If it's a Thursday, Friday, Yom Tov that goes into a Shabbos, one cannot cook on Thursday for Shabbos without the use of the Erev Tavshilin, only on the Friday for Shabbos. Let's talk about mistakes for a moment. This is our third and last concept. What is done with the Erev? So I take this loaf of bread, I have this cooked food, usually people do eggs. What do they do? So it should be placed in a safe place or on the table, and later on the bread should be used as a lechem mishnah on Shabbos, preferably used at the third meal on Shabbos, the sort of shlishis, because then one is attaching the preparation one did on the Erev Yom Tov for the Shabbos afternoon. What happens if the bread or the Erev is lost? So let's say one loses the roll, one loses the matzah. If it's lost, one can still bake for Shabbos if there's nothing that remains. What happens if the cooked food is lost or eaten? So if a kazayas remains of it, then it's fine, it's valid. If less remains or it's completely gone, cooking for Shabbos is forbidden because it's considered like no Erev was made. What's the difference between the two? The difference is that the cooked item or the cooked dish is seen as the primary dish over here. What if one forgot the Erev altogether and couldn't do it because of uncontrollable circumstances? So one may rely on the rabbi's Erev if it was an unavoidable circumstance. Just a little note, it's probably the Rebbetzin's, because the rabbi is very busy on Erev Yom Tov. So we thank the Rebbetzin for making an Erev Tav Shinin, which will cover so many people who perhaps might have forgotten. However, if one forgot out of laziness or intended to rely on it relying on the rabbis, then it is ineffective and you will not be able to use this. And this dispensation is only allowed to be used one time. After that, it's a peanut butter and jelly. What if one forgot to make a new Erev Taharas Shilin? So if no one around made an Erev, then if one remembered after the Yom Tov morning meal on Friday and no one else made an Erev, one may cook only one pot of food, bake one loaf of bread if necessary, and light one candle for Shabbos. If one remembered before the morning meal, before the Suda Shnia on that Yom Tov, which is Erev Shabbos, one may cook all foods in a large pot and leave some over for Shabbos. What's called Marbe Bishi Urim. What is the best practice? So if there is somebody else around who did make an Erev, it's best to get gifted from them all the ingredients necessary, which they were given permission to use because of their Erev Tav Shilin, and therefore they can bake and use even in the original house of that person's ingredients. If Yom Tov falls on a Thursday and a Friday and one forgot to make the Erev before Yom Tov, what else can be done? So one may make it on Thursday, which is the first day of Yom Tov, and recite the bracha, and say it in such a way, if this day is Yom Tov, then I do not need to make the Erev. If today is a weekday, then by the means of this Erev, I'll be able to cook and prepare for Shabbos. May this be done on Rosh Hashanah? The answer is no, because we consider those an extended day, so this would not be sufficient in this case. There are a number of protocols set up for people, perhaps, who make mistakes in this area. With this, we conclude. Have a wonderful and meaningful day.